Good morning, 321 Auto Truck Sales. This is Ronnie.
Hi, Ron. This is Straw from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
Good. It's been some time since we last spoke, so I just wanted to touch base with you, see how everything is going.
We're doing fine and moving along just like normal. I'm not ready to borrow money from y'all. I hate to say y'all had high interest.
Yeah, no worries. I just wanted to see if, you know, you were, I know you said that after the tax season you get a little crazy, so I want to see if there's anything we can help you out with. But yeah, if you don't have any working capital needs right now, we can always touch base another time. Do you foresee buying, 50 or so cars?
Well, see, that's what I usually do. I still have a little money. I sold one of my houses.
I remember you talking about that.
I figured, I got 21 houses. I bought two more since I sold that one, but I wasn't in need of the money itself. Hold on just a minute.
Sure.
Hi, Ann. Can I call you right back? I'm long distance. Bye, hon. I'm sorry.
No worries.
I'll call her back.
So you've just been kind of using your own cash.
Car lot, and I just said, well, I'll do it. But then I said, at that kind of rate, I can't earn the money off of my money to pay, I figured it was 38%. I said, gee, I can pay myself 38%. But we got a lot full of cars, and my son's still buying. We're doing all right. But if I do need it, I'll call you, I promise.
Sure. Are you still using CarBucks?
I don't owe them anything, but yes, I bought a couple cars with that auctions that I don't normally go to, but I bought them for special people, and CarBucks, and then I'll pay them off, when they get titled, they call me, and I pay them off.
Okay. Does your business change at all when it's during the winter time, since it's like snowing?
Well, we're in Columbia, South Carolina. It snows here about every 3 to 4 years.
Oh, okay.
My business is, the best time of the business during the year is usually about January 20th through April 15th. I sell pretty good all year long, but at length of time, I'll sell in the month of February alone, I'll sell 150 cars. January, I normally sell 40. I might sell 60 in January, and then in February, and if I've got the cars in March, I'll sell another 150. But I sell about 350, 400 cars in those 3 months, from January 15th to April 15th.
January 15th to April 15th is you sell a lot more.
Oh, yes.
That's the busiest season usually.
Yeah, that's we call it tax season, but that's our busy time of the year.
Okay.
And then the rest of the time, I average all year long 40 cars a month, which is not bad.
Well, from what I hear, usually during the tax season, people don't want to spend money, at least for, regular, consumers, not business owners, obviously, but, regular consumers during the tax season, people don't like to spend too much because they have to pay a lot of taxes back. But I guess it's different for you guys?
I can tell you I've been in business 46 years. Tax season has always been
real. Why is that? I'm just kind of curious.
Well, I guess it might be depending on the customers you have. I sell as many cars as some new car dealers do. Season. So.
Is it maybe the type of car you sell?
No, I sell all kind of cars.
All kinds? Okay. All right. Well, maybe I, if something does come up between now and tax season,
I mean, it isn't just me. Every car dealer around sells cars during tax season.
Yeah.
Yeah. I normally to start off in January, I try
yeah.
to have 150, 200 cars.
Uh-huh.
By the end of February, I'm usually sold out, or
yeah.
I'm out there buying 15 to 20 cars a week.
Uh-huh.
I have cars on the lot to sell.
I see, okay.
I don't know why it is. I'm glad
uh-huh.
it happens, and it's been that way for 46 years. I hope it don't change.
Yeah.
I will tell you, it's slow right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing better than most of them, but I'm only selling mm-hmm. like one a day now, and that's because people are waiting for the election to go on.
Right, yeah.
Everybody,
how many sales agents do you have?
They're holding their money for the election.
Mm-hmm. They want to see what's going to happen first.
I don't care which one of the people get in.
Mm-hmm.
If it's Clinton, it's going to be more like it was under Obama. If it's Trump, I would imagine he's a businessman. He will open up things that businesses will do better. I don't know that individuals will, but businesses will do better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think he'll motivate a lot of companies to come back.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just my opinion. I don't like Trump.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I feel like they're both kind of not the best, but
well,
it is what it is.
Our military. I don't like Hillary because of Benghazi. I think she could have saved the people.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, a lot of people don't know Obama and the Secretary of Defense gave her permission to send the troops in, but she didn't send them in. She told them to stand down.
Oh.
That I blame her for.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've got a lot of friends in the military, and they
yeah.
blame her for it.
Oh,
so
interesting.
I can't honestly vote for her.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm going to throw my vote away, but I'm going to probably vote for Johnson, which if he'd been out there more sooner, he might would be on the debate stage, and he might would get more votes.
Yeah, I mean, he's gaining ground a little bit, but it's still not enough to, put him on the table.
Either Hillary or Trump will win.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I guess we'll see.
Trump says he's for change, and I think everybody wants to change.
Yeah.
I know.
No one wants to see the same.
Nobody wants to see the same. And I hate to say it, I don't want to see all this terror attacks.
Yeah.
I don't know which one would be better. I know Trump says vet them a little bit better. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know what Hillary will do, but I hope they don't send another 100,000 people over here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's bad for us. I know we should have compassion, but I think they ought to find a safe spot in Syria,
yeah.
build a fence, a wall around it, and let the people and send food over and feed them till
mm-hmm.
the war is over.
Yeah, exactly.
It would be cheaper for us to do that. Even Europe would be cheaper to send,
mm-hmm.
send 2 million people back, 3 million people back, and we could feed them. That would be I think every American would rather send the food and feed them, and then, you know, have somebody defend those people so the other people couldn't, you know, get them. But it
yeah.
would be better to have a refugee camp over there in Syria so they don't come over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Someone said there's like 2 in 10 is going to be bad people.
Yeah.
So, anyway,
I guess we'll find out.
I'm not political, so you don't have to vote for Johnson, but I do encourage. You to vote.
I don't think I'm going to do either. But maybe I guess tax season is the best time to get back to you. And see if there's anything. Okay.
Oh.
What about equipment? How often do you replace your equipment or add on equipment?
Well, that's up to my son. He kind of runs the equipment side of it. But
okay.
I've been real lucky. We still got money left over from last tax season. So.
Mhm. That's good.
And he hadn't let up buying. I fuss at him, but he hadn't let up buying yet. So.
Yeah. When was the last time you guys bought something?
Probably about 2 months ago.
Oh, okay. What did you guys buy?
He bought a tractor with a scoop on it and a blade.
Mm. Did you guys end up paying cash, like all your cars?
Yeah, we paid cash for it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I know. He wanted to finance it, but we had the money, so we just paid cash.
I see. Okay. Yeah, because, you know, looking at your credit, you know, you and your son both, I think Brian's your son, right?
Yeah, Brian's.
Yeah, you and your son both have, you know, pretty decent credit. So if you guys have equipment financing needs, I can, you know, guarantee you get like a monthly payment for that. And it's 2 to 5 year term monthly payments, and our rate starts in the low mid single digits. So those are more of a traditional loan that you
would
see.
I prefer monthly payments. I really do.
Yeah.
They wanted to draft daily, and that.
Yeah.
No problem. I've never bounced a check, and drafting daily is hard to correspond with. If you got $1,000 a month or $2,000 a month, you
yeah.
know that payment's coming up. But
yeah.
if you're drafting $192 today and $193 tomorrow and $193,
yeah, sometimes it gets hard to track.
It's harder to keep up with.
Yeah.
It. And
Well, that's because that's the working capital program. It's unsecured cash, so that's why it was a daily draw for it. But
yeah,
if it's equipment financing, it's just a monthly payment.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let him know.
Okay,
I don't mind
sure.
telling you, I'm 68. I'm going to retire soon. In about five years, I think I'll be young enough to retire.
Mm-hmm.
Old enough to retire.
Yeah, is there like a time that he's normally in the shop? I kind of run over the program with him?
He's here now, but I bought a house up in Blackwood, and he's up there putting up a fence for his dog. He's moving into it.
I see, okay. Does he have an email?
Yes, we have an email. It's 321, that's the number 3, the number 2, the number 1.
Uh-huh.
Auto, A-U-T-O,
okay.
A-N-D, truck, T-R-U-C-K. @gmail.com.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
So yeah, I had that on file. So I'll go ahead and send an email just with kind of like a highlight of our equipment financing program. Do you have any idea of any upcoming purchases Brian's looking to do?
No, he might want a lift or something, you know, for the mechanic, but I don't know.
Well, that's pretty popular right now. I have like 2 customers that replace some lift machines and tire machines,
well,
balance machines.
Well, he said something to me about it, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I let him handle that end of it.
Okay. Okay, sounds good.
Money before he spends it, he'll let me know. I control the money.
Mm-hmm. You're right, yeah. Well, you're 80% owner, so.
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, my son Byron's, I control his part, too.
No.
I'm giving them the company in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Byron is a special needs child, and I have control.
I see.
I will always be around my other son.
Yeah.
And that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're going to, you know, give them a pretty good established business, so I'm sure they'll
yeah,
be fine.
If it keeps going, they have a nice little nest egg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But don't worry, I have some other things, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, no problem. I will talk to you later then. Maybe I'll come try back another time for Brian
That's
if he's around.
Fine. All right. Bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.